Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And multitudes more that have had all kind of conditions come on them, where they can't work. And the people, the pharmaceuticals behind it, have no obligations to them. They are free. They have, you can't do nothing, can't sue, you can't do anything. Tell me that's not a setup. Hear what I say. Hear what I say. And I'm not trying to convict anyone. God has a plan for his people. But watch. That's all I can say right now is watch. And I have to stay strong in what God shows me, because a whole lot of people don't see it yet. But after a while, you're going to see. After a while, ears are going to come open. After a while, eyes are going to come open. My prayer is that it's just not too late. You see, there's a narrative being, you know, they're talking about vaccine passports, even in California now, trying to make this thing. Do you understand what this is all about with the 5G and all this other stuff? Is to limit your movements. You don't understand AI, artificial intelligence, and why there's such a race to gain all this information in that. See, people are totally in the dark about that. What do you say, artificial what? Is that them robot things? Artificial intelligence is on your phone. How do you think certain things come to you? How do you think things track you? I had our Alexa. I was telling my wife. Alexa, you know, hey, Alexa, play da da da. I had her say my name one day. I said, I ain't never told you my name. I would have plugged that thing and said, to hold everything. You getting a little too personal here. I'm serious. It was aggressive. I said, what? Listen, Alexa, drones, all this stuff is what they call the minimal. I'll get the wording right. I've studied this. There's three classes of it. Do you understand that we are 50 years, what they show you is 50 years behind. 50 years behind what they have. You see these talking robots in that, Sophia, and this robot that this program, Watson, who can outplay anything in chess, will never lose a game. You think this is, whoa! That's the little tip of the iceberg stuff. Let me move on here. And like I said, see the masses of people don't have a clue. Is anybody aware that in the UK they have had an uprising? All this quarantine, all this vaccination, all this 5G, all this stuff they had over a million man march. There were millions of people in the streets. They weren't rioting, but they were protesting. See, there's an uprising, but who has heard of it? You see, it's called lockstep because all the media, and it's money, all the not all the media, but all the major media outlets are in lockstep with this. You're only going to hear certain things. And any agenda that is for you, you're not going to hear. Anything that will promote fear, you're going to hear that.
Amen. Amen.
No, notice something how after the so-called jab started, all of a sudden COVID just kind of disappeared. Where were people dying from the flu last year? Did anybody die from cancer? Let me stop. That's a whole other study, because I'm telling you, I need to inform. People need to be informed. We don't need to be in the dark. We need to be discerning the times, what's going on, so we can protect our children. Amen. So the problem today is renegade males. The word renegade, there's a word renege, renegade. And it has to do with reneging from something. When men renege from being a husband, amen. When men renege from being a father, when men renege from being spiritual leaders, you can succeed at many things, but if you fail at being a father, you are a failure.
Amen.
I said you can succeed at many things, but if you fail at being a father, you have failed. Reneging, renegade. You see, we look at the guys on the street, right? We see the young men on the street looking at any kind of way and just, you know, trying to make something happen, drug traffic, you name it. And we like, oh, look at this. Well, go back a generation and understand they are a result of a father that reneged. For the most part. Now, some choose that, but hear me. They are a result of a father that reneged on being a husband,
amen.
That reneged on being a spiritual leader, that reneged on being a father.
Amen.
Amen. And see, here's the system. The system says, you know, to a woman, if it's you and just your children in the house, you get food stamps. You get a check. But as you got a man in the house, I'm talking about the system. The system is dark and evil. You got to understand that. It's not geared toward us. It's geared to our demise, because the enemy wants to destroy the whole system of family. Because when you got family, they're strong. They can come to church and the church can get strong. And when the church is strong, then the community is going to be strong. And when the community is strong, the territory gets strong. When the territory gets strong, the nation gets strong. Then God's glory can be revealed. But if the family is weak and destroyed and separated and divided, we got nothing. Here's something for all the men. Noah was told to enter into the ark. He said, God said, enter the ark, Noah, you and your house, for I have found you righteous. He didn't say Ham, Shem, or Japheth. He didn't say, Noah, your wife is righteous. He didn't say your daughter-in-laws are right. He says, Noah, you enter. You and everybody with you, because I have found you righteous. Come on, that's patra. He's head of the patria. So as he goes, his family goes. If he was found unright, you got to understand this. When you don't live right, listen, the devil targets your children. When you ain't living for God, the devil comes for your seed. That's why he gets you all messed up. Why? He's after your seed. But oh, when you walk upright, you can be on the other side of the world, living before God, and your children in the military somewhere, on the front line getting shot at, but not one bullet's gonna hit them. They will come home whole. They will be. Why? You are covenanted with God. God God says, enter Noah, I found you righteous. Bring everybody attached to you. It don't matter if they are like a prodigal son. The prodigal son said, give me my portion of inheritance. I'm out of here. Took his stuff and left. The devil got a hold of him. Spent everything he had. All his so-called friends left him. Found himself eating the shucks with the hogs. That's pretty low. Especially for the Jewish faith. With the hogs. But he said, you know, it came to him, I'll go back to my father's house. And be a servant in the house. You know the story. He returned, but the father was always looking. My point is, while he was with the pigs, he was still a son. And the reason why the devil couldn't take him out is because his father. Are you hearing what I'm saying? His father was standing righteous. And God said, no, you can't touch this one. See, a lot of times the devil wanted to take you out or take your children out, but he couldn't take them out because you were standing righteous. You were walking upright before God. Amen. Not that you were all this or all that. You were just righteous before God. God says, I have a covenant with you. I'm dedicated. I have a mandate to fulfill certain things. Noah, enter the ark. You and your house, I have found you righteous. What about Rahab for that single parent mom? Rahab hid the spies. Amen. And when Israel came, they said, listen, because you did this deed, hang this scarlet thread in your window. When we come to take this city, we will spare you and anyone under your roof. Come on, Rahab. Come on, single parent mom. You're anointed by God too. Amen. You believe, you stand firm, you walk upright. God said, I got your back. And I got your children's back. And I got their back too. And their children's back too. If you'll stand upright before me, I'll make a covenant with your children and your children and your children. Come on, it starts with the man. If you'll love God, if you'll yield to God, God said, I'll protect you. Do you know Rahab's house was on the wall? I get this picture in my mind. The walls came down. Is that right? At the shout on that seventh day, the walls came, but there was a part of the wall that couldn't come down. Because Rahab was up in there with her family. What about the Philippian jailer? When the earthquake took place, the Philippian jailer sprang in with a light, saw all the prisons open, took his sword out, getting ready to commit suicide because he knew they were going to kill him anyway. Paul said, do yourself no harm, for we are all still here. Then the jailer saw, he said, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, so shall you and your house. Somebody say, and my house. Say it again, and my house. And my house. Amen. When you get it right with God, God says, I'm going to bless your seed. I'm going to protect your seed. I'm going to watch over your seed. Now, they may be wayward right now. How many of us went wayward? How many of us had a little taste of the world out there juking and jiving?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.